talked, someone's coming, you might be treating. We talked a little last week about being in God's favor. Now we're going to talk about how we can please God. There's six little things we can do to please God. You know, it's important that we please God because then we are in His favor and He does give us blessings.
Amen.
So, we should probably go through. The first thing is have faith in God. And I have a scripture in Hebrews that talks about that. So it's Hebrews 11:6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Okay, so if you don't have faith, it is impossible to please God. We all want to please God, right?
Amen.
We all want to please God. The second thing we can do to please God is be spiritually minded. And that we have a scripture in Romans 8:6-8. Can you get that, please? Romans 8:6-8. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. I think we all struggle with getting in the flesh at times. We all kind of try to take over and do the things that we want to do because we think we got it right. But if you are carnal minded in that, meaning that you're not focused on God and doing what He wants you to, it is impossible to please Him. The third thing is we need to fear God. You know, so many times I hear people all the time that never go to church or something bad happens, you know. Well, the God I know, He's a God of love and He would just never let that happen. He would never do this, or I can do what I need to do. God understands me, so I can go ahead and do what I want to do in life. And He'll understand me because we got this thing going on. We need to fear God's presence. Fear God, and because He is a wrathful God also. Psalms 147:11. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His mercy. So He takes pleasure when you fear Him. Be humble and reverent and obey Him. Do what He wants you to do. The next thing is to study and follow Jesus Christ's example. I don't know why I don't have a scripture for that. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Let me see. Nope. Okay. The fifth thing is to obey God. We're going to jump over to 1 Samuel. Okay. 1 Samuel 15:22. 15:22 it says. Okay. So Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is an iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He also has rejected you from being king. You know, we gotta really watch out on what we do and what we put in front of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Six is to do God's will. We're gonna jump back to Hebrews over here. Hebrews. I love Hebrews 13:21. Make you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So the things that we need to do is to please God. Not only do we want to stay in His favor, we need to please Him. We want to please Him so He will help us through life. You know, all of us are going through something right now. if you're sitting here today and you say, you know, everything's going great, my life couldn't be any better, then just wait a few minutes, okay? Because all of us are doing some kind of struggling. There's either monetary issues, there's either illnesses, relationship problems, people getting sick, having problems with your disability, having problems finding homes, or basically just being happy with life. You know, it's so important that we be happy. God wants us to be happy. But we can't be happy if we don't please God. That's what we're here for, is to please God, to do what it is that God wants us to do for Him. Maybe. What pleases Him?
How do you know what He wants?
Well, you have to pray. That's communicating. You know, if you first go up and meet a friend, you won't have a friend much longer if you don't try to find out more about them and their life and what's going on in their life. The same thing is with the Lord. You've got to read the Bible. You've got to talk to God. And you've got to pray to God so He can tell you things. I'm not saying He's going to go, Kelly, go out and do this. He's not going to talk like that. There's things that we get in our hearts that we just can't get it off of our heart. You know, our chest. I think when God tells me something, my heart starts beating fast and I kind of get flushed. I just have that anxious feeling that I better do something because God wants me to do this. And it is scary, just like Isabella was. I don't want to because people laugh at me because we were just like, you know, that's how the devil does. He wants us to think that people will laugh at you if you talk about God. People will get offended if you talk about God. People will not like you if you're, you know, praising God and all that. But that's what we're supposed to do. We're His servants. What people think? Of you? Well, you know, sometimes that's good. I mean, if you get to a point to where every time someone says something, it makes you real depressed and down and change your morals or your attitude about stuff. But also, you should be Christian-like for people that you want people to like you because of the God in you, okay? So you can't just get an attitude as, oh, I don't care. If I offend you, oh, well, that's your problem. And sometimes that is true. Some people just get offended and get offended. But we should represent Christ in every situation. So people should want to be drawn to us because of the Christ in us. So we don't want to look bad for Jesus, okay? We don't want to let our issues and our problems bring us down to where we don't want to, you know, that we don't care about how we act or what we do because we're suffering. But we need to represent Christ all the time. So if you're out and you're getting angry and you're getting upset over stuff and you're doing that in front of people, well, you know, that's not telling people, hey, you know. And believe me, this week I've gotten so frustrated because things just keep going on and on and on. And my favorite thing is, can we just have a break? Just one day something goes smooth. Just one day. You know, my answer is no. If I let things go easy for you, you're not going to learn what I'm trying to teach you. So we have to learn what it is God's trying to teach us. And that's the only way you're going to bear fruit. Now, some of us in here have been here for many, many years. And if you can't see that they're bearing fruit for God, what do you think that means?
Bearing fruit.
Yes. Do you know what the fruit of the Spirit is? Well, you need to look that up in your Bible. So, I mean, if you're still at the same point that you were 5 years ago in your faith, in how you pray, the how you act, then you're not growing with God. Huh? Fruit of the Spirit is what?
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Well, can you sing a little louder?
Got love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Got love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Thank you, Larry. That's cute. I like that. I think you got right on that. That's what the fruit of the Spirit is. So when you exhibit those things, you are bearing fruit. So you're doing good for God. But you can't, you know, one of the things that we do, and I'm not just picking on you, Kelly, is you got to be happy in your situation. If you're not happy in any of the situations that God presents to you, you're not going to get anything better. You have to be happy in situations.
How can you have your own miracles?
Well, I mean, Kelvin's excited about his place. He got him a new thing. And God will provide everything that you need, okay? He will provide everything. I don't want to just keep talking to you right now, okay? Because there's people in here that are really struggling. They have to make big decisions. There are several people in here that need to make a big decision about something, and I want to pray for y'all for that. Because we need wisdom on making decisions, okay? You should always go to the Lord first. So I don't want to ramble on. The thing of it is we need to learn how to please God, okay? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for helping us understand that we need to please you. We need to be in your favor. We need to keep you focused and on the throne at all times, Lord. Please help us not to put anything else up there, not family, not girlfriends, not boyfriends, not food, not sports, not anything in Jesus' name, not our problems. Father, help us to humble ourselves before you today. Father God, I pray that you would just touch each and every person here and change their life today. Lord, we don't want to be stale for you. We want to grow and bear fruit for you, Lord. We want to grow as a Christian and be what you want us to be. Father, I pray for these three people that are trying to make decisions in their lives today. Father, I pray that you grant them wisdom, a manifestation of faith to know that they're going to make the right decision, and that just to have faith completely, just have faith in you. Lord, I love you so much, and I thank you for every person here. I speak blessings on them of joy and peace and comfort. Father, healing, places to live, places to enjoy things. Lord, I just speak love over everybody. Help us to love one another. We love you in Jesus' holy, holy name. Amen.
Amen.